It's not on there because it's not an FM radio.
We're recording.
You're right.
We're recording. The tape's rolling.
We're live on
sound
air.
Is speeding.
Okay.
Sound speed.
Oh.
Redacted. Okay. Hi, guys. You're listening to High Energy Listening, a comedy podcast where we talk about important, possibly.
And
hot,
interest.
Oh,
hot,
interesting.
Hot topics.
We are three friends who met on the set of a movie, and now we hang out and film podcasts.
We
together?
Record podcasts.
We digital don't really, podcast together.
We digitally record podcasts. We don't
I mean,
film.
How else could you?
We don't film
podcasts.
Them with a video camera. We do not.
Oh, that's
why.
That'd be a video cast.
That's Eric Risk.
I'm Eric. Hey, wait! You're introducing
me. Here's Meg Scanlon.
Meg Skeleton? What?
That was a weird pronunciation.
That was kind of weird. Eric Risk.
People do get it wrong.
Scanlon.
Really? It seems pretty straightforward.
A lot of people say.
It seems really straightforward.
I just say Scanlon. But
yeah, Scanlon.
I think the L-O-N, people say lawn.
Oh, they call it lawn.
Like Scanlon or
like Scantron.
Or people just don't like Scantron.
Like yeah. Scanlon?
I think people
Scanlon?
Just don't
Meg
know,
Scanlon.
Or it's not a word they know. So
like
they
the DMV?
Just...
The DMV?
A lot of people just are like...
They just shout out your number there.
A lot of people say Scanlon. Like they just leave out the N, or they say Scanlon or Scallion, and I'm like, I don't
Scallion.
Know what you're getting.
Weird.
Yeah, a lot of people can't read.
A lot of people are illiterate.
Just can't read.
It's a sad
state. Speaking of being illiterate, guys.
In our state of education.
Speaking of being illiterate, what?
Guys, I got these chips. I was on the street today, and somebody was doing promotional work, and they...
Those are from the chip. The street?
Yeah, these
like
are from
the cupcake.
Street.
They're
like
street chips.
Street chips.
Well, no, I ran
chips.
Into a food free food giveaway myself
what
today.
What was your free food giveaway?
The cupcake thing.
All right, tell listeners about it because they
you
don't
get a
know.
Cupcake?
Well, let's listen to Sarah's.
I have to get these open.
All right,
kettle chips that are impossible to open.
While
there was a kettle chip truck.
No, there was just like a guy on a corner with like. Three huge camera
actually that you know what
that sounds real
I,
weird
I think
that's like
one
the
of the that's one of the
stunts.
Benefits of spring there are yeah right more
free
promotional
food.
Items I got
we
yeah.
want it's
yeah.
not like Monster energy drinks no offense,
no
Monster
no
oh, I would take
energy.
A Monster
actually
energy.
I got one of those yeah I got yeah, oops
a Monster you got?
Not a Monster the other day
so much Sarah.
The other day, I got one of those Illily iced coffee things.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Was it? Was it in a can?
Yeah. No, no, not the can one.
I don't like hot drinks.
No, no, no.
So
it was iced. I said iced coffee.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I would have liked it because of
yeah.
ice. I'm
yeah, it's like a frappuccino.
It's
like
a
frappuccino.
In a can or in a bottle?
A glass bottle.
Was it delicious?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was like a chocolate one. It didn't blow my mind, but it was free. It was good for free.
It was chocolate.
Guys,
chocolate,
wait.
Mocha.
Oh.
And they have caramel, macchiato, regular.
Wait,
guys, wait.
You know, chocolate, vanilla.
Coconut.
Oh, my God. We have to discuss that.
Yeah.
You worked on a set that had coconut mousse balls.
Coconut
that's
mousse.
That's insane.
Those will honestly look like those like childhood snowballs, but without
yeah.
the pink.
They
my mind
like
is
snowballs.
Blown by that.
Yeah.
Coconut mousse balls?
Don't even get to eat them.
That's sad.
They
that's
kind of
a sad tragedy.
But no, I don't want to tell that story. Guys, I want to go all to something right. very important.
What?
Okay, so there's an alternate... There's
don't tell that story, guys.
No,
it's
no,
so
it's
sad.
Not important. It's not important. Because I can't eat mousse balls anyway because there's cake in them.
I don't know if there is. I think
there's
mousse.
But what about just the
I mean,
moussey
also
center?
Intolerant.
Oh.
So, like, you guys are always talking about mousse balls and I'm always like,
oh,
you know
we're
what?
Running them in your
I'm
face.
So
we didn't know. I didn't know that either.
Couldn't... Eat the glue. I know you told me there were a couple.
Yeah, I didn't
things,
realize
I wasn't
that.
Putting
okay.
it together.
Okay,
so
listener, dear listeners, I'm allergic
please?
To wheat and dairy.
I'm sure you.
So you can't eat a mousse ball. That's right.
You can't eat a mousse
oh,
ball.
Oh
no,
you're missing out.
We
that's a sad thing.
I know
damn
you
it.
Guys are always bringing them up, and
damn
I'm like,
it.
I know. All
right, we're sorry, Sarah. We're
guys, that's not even what I wanted to talk about. Oh my God, guys, this is very important.
Okay,
focus up.
Focus.
Okay,
focus.
In Midtown,
yes.
there's an alternative to Starbucks called like the Tea Room or something like that. Have
okay.
you guys been there? Some people.
Where?
teaism or something?
It's called, like, the tea room.
But what part of...
Like, I don't know. There's it's a shitty
the tea.
Chain.
It's at the tea.
There's a shitty chain that, that serves tea, and teaism. I was like, I don't want tea.
Oh, Targon?
I want coffee. Maybe Argo Tea.
Yes. Argo Tea. Argo Tea.
And I went
Is it Targon? Sarah's like, yes. Argo Tea. Targo.
It's like a Target.
Argo the movie?
Oh, that's right. Argo was a movie.
Argo Tea serves Illy Coffee, which I was very excited about because Illy Coffee is fantastic.
Yeah.
But Argo Tea makes the worst Illy Coffee in the world.
Oh, no.
They make terrible, terrible, shitty coffee, and it took 12 minutes from the time I ordered a drink till I got the drink. And I was like, why would I ever not go to Starbucks and come here again?
You're right. They're trying to push their tea. They purposely made it shitty. They did.
Yeah.
Right.
But
because they're selling tea.
Illy Coffee. I hope you're listening to this. I'm a huge fan of your coffee. It's delicious. I'm not being sarcastic.
If you
want to
send us money, you can
voice,
do that.
But your coffee's fantastic, and Argo Tea is murdering it. I have two different kinds of Kettle Brand chips here. Maybe I won't tell you guys what they are. They're two different flavors. You want to do a blind taste test?
I would like to blindly taste one.
Wait, but how is it blind?
Here's one. Well, you don't know which flavor I'm giving you. Do you want
to
taste one also?
Well, don't we have to taste the same one at the same time?
Okay, ready?
Oh, God, I dropped it.
All right, and also, I'm going to crunch it right near the mic.
Yeah.
So it makes a really loud noise. Wait, what is going on here?
I dropped it.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Are we all eating the same one?
Yes, we're all eating the same one. All right,
here we go. And what are our flavor choices?
It smells spicy.
Just bite it.
Okay.
But how do you want me to just guess?
Mmm. Hear that at home? It's very spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Has vinegary nodes. Vinegary nodes.
Would you say it's very spicy?
Eric went into like full out narrator.
Yeah.
Like, very serious.
I feel like it's not that spicy to me.
Actually, you're right. It's not that spicy.
No, I think it is.
Okay, wait. Here's your next chip, Eric.
Okay, I got
it. That's like a flavor I've never had of chip before.
And that sounded good for audio, I'm sure. The crunching. All right, ready? Here we go. Ready? I'll crunch again. Mmm. This one's very,
I like barbecue.
Barbecue and tangy.
Barbecue sauce. Right. I want my baby back.
I think, all right, out of these two,
yeah,
that barbecue one is better than the sriracha.
Backyard barbecue.
You weren't supposed to know the flavors.
You can tell easily, though, what they are.
What, you know sriracha?
You want to try
it? Yeah, I know what sriracha is, because it tastes spicy.
What is backyard barbecue?
It tasted spicy.
What is sriracha
It's
exactly?
that hot sauce. It's like, that's made out west. Hold on. I don't want to be insensitive. It's some kind of Asian hot sauce, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not like a Tex-Mex
style.
Not like
it's
a
made in
Mex
the U.S. Yeah, it's not a Tex-Mex hot sauce. Like if you go to maybe let's say a Thai restaurant
or
Chinese
like.
Restaurant, they would have it usually.
It's like a Thai chili sauce.
Yes. Yeah.
Only it's different than Thai chili sauce. Thai chili sauce is like sort of sweet.
It looks like it should be pronounced sriracha.
Sriracha.
You've never had sriracha on anything?
I don't know.
I have some sriracha in the fridge. You
I mean, maybe
try some
it's
straight?
Not like. Oh, I don't know that. Sounds...
Or have you seen the bottle? It's like a red bottle with a green.
We used to refer to it as the red cock sauce.
Red cock
a,
sauce.
Because it was red and there was a cock on
it. Oh,
the
that's right. There's a rooster.
A rooster.
Yeah.
A rooster.
Yes.
Okay. Overall, I'd say generally speaking, I don't really like kettle chips, but I sort of like these sriracha ones.
I don't.
I find them kind of addictive.
No, thank you.
You don't like either of them.
No, I'm eating like all the barbecue.
Yeah, I like the barbecue.
Yeah,
one
I don't. No,
better.
I said no. Thank you to the sriracha.
Yeah, the barbecue
or as
one
it's
is better.
Phonetically, sriracha.
Actually, you should
sriracha
when you go into
some sriracha.
You should really
sriracha
order it like
chicken.
That. Sriracha.
Sriracha sauce.
Yeah,
what
ask
about you?
For
do
it.
You like the sriracha ones?
I mean, it's okay. I like the
it's like
barbecue
a new flavor,
better.
Though, right?
The barbecue one is better.
I mean, I feel like I've had the barbecue
guy,
before.
This guy wasn't a very good promo work guy.
Yeah,
because
like
he didn't
three sacks.
He didn't tell me if they were if these are both new flavors or like if they're
you
old
like the
flavors.
Sriracha is new. Actually, on craft services.
Yeah.
There was a Pringle.
Craft services.
What Pringles? What kind?
I was gonna
tell. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What Pringles?
What Pringles?
Oh God, what Pringles?
Because they're indestructible. They're nice and
Eric,
like.
Eric, don't worry. I was going to tell you.
All right.
This story was going places. Pringles, but they were cinnamon and sugar.
What?
So it was like a very the salty was sweet. So I had a couple of them.
Were they good?
That sounds a little weird. It does.
It's like the salty sweet combo.
But were they good?
I don't like the idea. I think of cinnamon.
I wouldn't say I love them, but I didn't dislike. Well, I feel like also they're like Pringles have a real like potato-y.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I'm gonna do a salty sweet combo, it's more like
you don't want it on a potato,
like a pretzel or like a cinnamon sugar pretzel or I can only think of that one. Example.
What about like kettle corn?
Over and over and over.
Kettle corn.
Yes. Kettle corn. Remember, I accidentally brought you like a sweet kettle corn, not knowing
that I
did. Kettle
corn's pretty good. Yeah.
And then I surprised us all,
guys. That sriracha has built up.
What do you mean?
Like up your nose?
Like it's burning? It built up in my mouth. Like it. I was like, these are not spicy. I ate a whole bunch. Woo!
Burning.
Yeah, my tongue is
on just not
fire.
A sriracha
go,
fan.
Go run and get water quick.
I have some seltzer here. Speaking of craft services,
you can hold it down. We can hold it down.
Speaking of craft services, do you guys remember the classic JT snack on the Nest? I thought of this the other day because I saw his Facebook.
JT stuff? JT.
JT or JP? What was that kid's name? The guy who stood in on Noah for Russell Crowe.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
The guy, the white guy with the long ponytail, who was like younger.
Oh, yeah, that was that JP, wasn't it?
JP
or whatever that guy. And he would like cut the top off a banana and then fill it with peanut butter or something weird.
He would like peel one side, like the inner curl off the banana, cut it in half and fill it with peanut butter and something else.
And then eat it with like a spoon.
Yes.
And it's delicious. And I've had it a couple of times since then. I've been like, man, this is a great idea.
Peanut butter right on a banana?
Peanut butter right on the banana.
A PBB?
I guess that's an interesting, vessel, like, the way he, a vessel for the peanut butter, like, how you peel it like that, that's pretty smart move it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the combo peanut butter banana, but then I'd make, like, a sandwich or something, you know what I mean? But that's smart.
I mean, he didn't eat the peel.
Of course not. The peel would be too much fiber, and it would taste weird.
It's just the vessel.
Now,
normally
for the
bread is the vessel.
Bread is usually the vessel, but you eat the bread.
You guys eat the bread when you make the peanut butter sandwich?
My feet are literally asleep.
Oh,
I just
did your feet fall asleep, Meg?
The table.
All right, look. Everybody, look. Just get close to the thing.
Get close.
You all right?
Guys, now that we've all eaten these stinky chips and we don't have any mints left.
Both of us, I know, we ate all the mints.
We ate all the Altoid Smalls. Altoid Smalls, Simply Mint, by the way. Delicious. I would get these again.
I would recommend the Simply Mint. Just the regular, the standard.
I liked it.
You would recommend the Simply Mint or you would?
Oh, I would.
Yeah, they're delicious.
100%.
100%. Pure mint.
Yes, normally I eat the vessel that peanut butter comes in.
The jar?
The jar. It's biodegradable. What if it's like corn
glass.
Corn glass. You could eat it. You could eat it.
Oh, like those packing chips? Those packing peanuts that you can eat?
Are you supposed to eat them?
You can?
They biodegrade.
Should you?
That means you should be eating them, though.
Should you? One of them's like a starch. Is it a corn?
Corn starch.
It's corn-based. Yeah, corn-based.
But you don't
so
just
you
like
can
eat
them because they're
I would not eat
them.
But
so
dude,
eat them.
You don't
you
eat
can.
Corn starch.
What if you were really hungry?
Sit down with a can of corn starch.
I don't think they have nutrients.
Both of my feet are
feel...
totally asleep.
Are you serious?
If I stood up right now.
You'd fall over?
But like which
put
direction?
Pressure on your feet.
No,
do
it's
this.
Like two pins and needles.
Oh, it's pins and needles.
It's pins and needlesville.
Oh
guys,
man,
guys, can I tell
population you? One?
Whoa, pins and needlesville population Meg.
Can we get back to craft services again for a moment? Touch back. To almond butter on craft services.
That's good.
And like I love
that's
almond
really
butter.
Good, yeah.
And I just like recently read something about like the drought in California. Like California
Ooh,
supplies like 90%
right,
of the nation's almonds.
Almonds take a lot of water. A ton of water. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all coming from California, which means that almond
almonds
butter is
are
gonna
really
get pricier
selfish.
And pricier.
They're the most selfish
of
the nuts.
They are
they?
They are selfish.
Or the legumes.
Legumes.
Yeah, because they require so much water.
That?
Legumes.
I say legume.
I feel like I give it like a yee sound.
Legume.
A long yee. Legumes. Legume? Sarah and I are wearing the same wash of jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually,
Eric's have a very similar.
Cool.
How do we match?
Similar outfits?
This is a little lighter, I think.
Yours is a little lighter by the pockets, unless it's just a hard worn pair of.
Nah.
Where you always keep your phone or your keys or something. Mine are also capris, you guys.
Keys, what?
Mine are capris.
What kind of jeans are they? These are Joe jeans. What are your jeans?
I don't know. Good question.
You don't know what kind of jeans you're wearing?
No, I don't.
Are they Bugle Boy jeans?
They're bugle boys.
Wait, what kind of jeans do you
they're,
wear?
They're some.
They're
Levi 501.
They're not 501.
No, that's what I'm wearing.
Oh, you're wearing 501.
Is that even for women? Or
yeah,
is that for men?
You can wear either. Either women wear
anybody
them too.
Anybody could wear
yeah,
jeans.
Yeah, anywhere
can wear
jeans.
No, not jeans, but specifically the 501.
No, they're
not. I think girls wear guys'
wear
jeans. It's fine. But
Meg is transitioning like Bruce Jenner.
Oh, transitioning like Bruce Jenner way.
Yeah.
I thought you meant transitioning from topic to topic.
Like Bruce Jenner does?
Like, Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner has a
He's
podcast?
A seamless
we gotta listen
podcaster.
To
him. We can see if he could be a guest on our show.
Guys,
it'd be old news, but
guests,
we could.
Though.
We could
How
have.
Is old news? It's...
He did the Diane Sawyer.
All right,
interview.
But like.
Okay,
it's
so
not
we
like...
go slightly after Diane Sawyer. Goes Diane
mean,
Sawyer.
Yeah,
Oprah
we're not
us.
Like
I think
the
that,
third.
I think he has, what is it? Probably E has the next pecking order, right? Because his show's going to be on E. He's going to have
a
show.
A reality show.
About him transitioning.
You guys watch that Kardashian show?
No.
No
I detest
neither
it.
Do I. You detest it, so you have seen it?
No.
No.
I will not watch their show. But maybe the Bruce Jenner one would be interesting.
But they would be on it, though, because they're still his family.
Well, no, they're divorced from, or he's divorced from.
Well, his wife, but not, you don't divorce your children, Eric.
Sometimes you do.
You don't divorce
your
children.
You leave the wife,
children.
Not the kid.
No, I'm kidding. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
In Eric's
the kids
previous
would be
divorce, he left his wife and his kids.
Whoa. No,
but
back in Shaolin.
Back in Shaolin. No.
I mean, I guess they are his stepchildren, but they were married for, like, a very long time. So
they're his stepchildren?
The
well, he
has
some biological
children
with
yeah,
her, and then
two of
he has...
them are his biological, and then four of them are stepchildren. But I think all of them plan on keeping in touch with him.
Of course, you're right.
He was their stepfather for like
no, you're right.
20 years,
of course.
Or something. They
no.
were like children,
and they're very supportive of him, as they should be.
But like,
you're
let's
right.
say, how often do you actually like keep in? How often do you see your folks? How often do you see your dad?
How often?
I see my family a lot.
I see my dad
as long as
usually
they don't make me go
like,
to a museum of Cologne.
Like, I don't know, Christmas, occasionally he'll come up here to visit. Not very often, like a handful of times a year.
So like if your dad was on a reality show and you were
no,
honestly seeing him.
But they live in the same city though. They all live in the same city.
Yeah, they live in the
if
same
you
city.
You live in the same city.
They do. They all live in California. Like in the same area of California.
City.
They live in the same
city
of California.
And you work in all five boroughs. Brooklyn, Park Slope,
Greenpoint,
Williamsburg,
Bay Ridge, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn,
Bed-Stuy, all the
Benson
boroughs.
Hoist.
All the boroughs.
What?
We're not talking about what?
Can we talk about the chip and dish?
Yes,
what?
Oh my god, yes.
The chip and dish? What's a chip and dish?
The chip and dip dish.
I just made up a new.
That's pretty good.
A new phrase by accident.
The chip and dish.
No, I just misspoke.
Okay.
God, you like jumped on that right away. What chip dish?
Coconut meatballs.
I said chip and dish.
Chip and dish. Okay.
Chip and dish. Chip and dish.
Spelled like Chip and Dale dancers.
Chip and Dale.
Or Chip and Dale Rescue
dancers,
Rangers.
Dancers.
I purchased.
That was a nice
a
bowl.
Chip and
a
dip.
Chip and dip.
Chip and dip. What do you call it?
Bowl.
A chip
bowl.
And dip.
A chip and dip bowl.
Set. I think it's a chip and dip set.
Well, this is actually glued in there. You can't remove that.
That's right.
And it has flamingos. It has palm trees. It has flowers.
It's very festive summer.
It's very festive. From a thrift store shop.
Meg
shop.
Meg brought it over today.
I brought it over. Didn't have any food to put in it.
That's fine.
I'm a horrible.
But
guest.
I had some, luckily.
Yeah, we have synergy.
Well, why don't you raise your hand about it? Yes, Eric is
Eric
a good
brought
guest.
Snack,
and he brought snack
that went in the chip and dip.
Which it
worked
out well.
There was some
right?
hummus. And
that was not even planned. It was not
yeah,
planned.
Yeah, I know. That's synergy, man.
Synergy.
That's
don't act
mind.
Like we didn't plan
group
it.
Mind.
Don't act like we didn't plan it.
Did you guys get together and plan that?
No.
It was
I
not
just,
planned.
I finished early and then was like, can I come over early? And then you guys weren't quite ready, so I went to a thrift store, because that's what you do with your time.
Sure.
And got a chip and dip.
What thrift store did you go to get that
the
guy?
The one near me. The what's it called? Life Boutique?
Uh-huh. So you went home after
I
your
like,
audition?
Well, I hadn't heard from you guys, so I was like, maybe I'll start going home, and then if not, I'll just
go home.
Go home. Lay down.
Have a lay.
Have a lay down.
Sometimes, guys, here's a secret about Manhattan, is like sometimes if you live in an outer borough, you'll go into Manhattan, do a bunch of stuff, and you have to do other stuff later on, but you go home and you just have a bit of a lay for a minute. You lay down, you put down your bags.
I mean, sometimes I just camp out.
Is that true?
Well, I was saying that today, like,
yeah.
No, I often don't come home. I stay in Manhattan for ridiculously long periods of time.
Really? I didn't know that.
Then you wish you could go home.
Well, you're not that far, like, though. You're not that far where you live.
It's not enough, though.
Okay.
It's long enough. I mean, like half an hour, 45 minutes?
45 minutes from where you are?
It has taken me.
Really?
Guys.
Because you're near, like, the express.
You know how? No, but listen to this. Listen to this. You know how the UCB has, like, a zero tolerance for being late?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zero.
One time.
Zero, yeah.
I was, like, in danger of the 15-minute which
That's
is
awful.
Marked as an absence. Yeah. Because it was, now, it was a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what it was, but it took me so long. And I was, like, running there as fast as my little legs would carry me. And I got in, like, right, and then I looked at the clock, and then I was like, am I going to be absent? Because sometimes they ask you to, they're supposed to ask us to leave.
Yeah.
Unless maybe now they've changed it to you can stay, but they'll mark you absent. I'm not even sure anymore what they do. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point they would, like, lock the door
now
and
they
you could
will
not
let
come
you
in.
Stay.
But I think they let you stay
They'll
now.
Let you stay. Yeah.
But they mark you as absent even though you were there, and
yes.
you can't have more than so many absences.
Yep.
And,
that's true.
And,
that is true.
But it's just so annoying because I wasn't absent and mm-hmm. I wasn't planning on even being 1 minute
yeah.
late. I was
no,
planning on being on time. So it can take a long enough. But anyway, I just kind of stay in Manhattan and camp out sometimes and go to Starbucks. And I was saying today it was actually nice out, and I was like, I don't have to go to a Starbucks or a Targon.
You don't have to go to a Targon.
Never go to Targon
to order coffee.
So I was near Bryan Park, so I went to Bryan Park. Oh, this is kind of a weird thing that happened. I feel like it might not sound like that interesting of a story, but so there were tables at Bryan Park, and it was pretty
crowded. Oh, of course.
Crowded.
It's beautiful, yeah. It's awesome to go
there. So I was kind of trying to find a table, and there weren't really any. And I didn't want to be, like, right in the sun, because it was just, like, very... It was a little hot.
It's intense, and she's wearing a lot of dark colors.
Wearing some heat-absorbing colors.
As a good New Yorker, she's got on her all black.
Which I normally don't, but I don't know.
Well, you wanted to dress for the part of the momster. Right? Is that why you dress this
way? I think
way?
We know this is pretty standard momster uniform.
It's a momster.
No, I just...
Momsters
I
are dark characters.
They wear dark colors?
Yeah.
They're dark characters.
They're dark
so
people.
They
wear,
dark colors.
No, I don't think that's true.
No?
That's in, like, Disney movies, but...
All right,
is
maybe
that
not.
In real life?
But,
like, not cartoon?
I think not in real life, but in costume design.
IRL?
All right, for all the listeners,
okay, well,
we got to explain a little backstory. Momsters is some show on Discovery ID. Right?
Is that
it
a real channel?
I think it's on... Oh, yeah, it's definitely
it's Discovery
a real channel.
ID.
I don't,
it's
was
narrated
it
by
ID
Roseanne Barr.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like Roseanne Barr.
I haven't... Okay.
It's narrated by Roseanne Barr. And it's real... It's real stories.
True
about,
stories. True crime.
True crime about moms who have done some kind of...
Just behaving badly.
But, I think,
but it's a crime.
Crime.
Yeah.
But I think some of the crimes are serious.
It's not necessarily murder.
Yeah, it's
like,
not
the
murder
one I went
porn.
For,
it's
I don't think
murder.
I can get into the deets. Because it... But anyway,
sure.
I...
We won't discuss
non-disclosure,
the sure.
But it was not a murder, but it was a crime.
Crime.
It, there were police involved.
Yeah.
It's women making, women who are moms making poor choices.
Yes.
Wait, are the moms always committing the crime, or are crimes being committed against moms?
No, the moms are the ones doing the crime.
They're
crime.
The crimes are being committed
moms
against
criming.
The mom. It would be lifetime, right?
Yes.
Oh, the not, moms yes. are not the victim.
No,
the
moms
are
the perpetrators.
Villain.
But actually, though, I feel like I did audition
now, the
for
men,
season
their
one.
Now, the men, their husbands are basically... I thought you had auditioned for it a lot.
Once. Once, Momsters.
That's a lot.
But
is
actually, the
Dadsters?
Husband... Oh, that's... Oh, my God. You just
Fathersters.
Came up with a
well, it's
spin-off.
Like, I'm sure
a perfect spin Dadsters.
Dadsters. I think all those,
I like
a lot
it.
Of those shows...
Would Tom Arnold voice that?
He would. Tom Arnold would voice that. Dadsters. Or
a lot
Fathersters.
Of those shows, it is the women...
Yeah.
Are the crazy ones.
Okay.
Like, they're the crazy wife or girlfriend or mom mm-hmm. or neighbor. A lot of times it is the crazy woman.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if that's like, I don't know why specifically.
But actually, in,
maybe it's just
it's
supposed
hysteria.
To be more
in my
spontaneous movement of the uterus.
In,
hysteria.
In my audition for that one, though, I was a bad. Like
dad.
Husband,
a bad
no,
man.
To the
husband?
To the
bad
whole
man,
family,
so the mom,
like yelling
the dad
at them and stuff.
Bad.
He was a bad guy, yeah, yeah.
And that was
needless
the
to say,
husband.
Didn't get the part. Didn't get the part.
Didn't nail it.
Didn't. Well, actually, I think I memorized it and did all right with it. But I don't think I was like as imposing. Like the character description was like somebody who was like huge. And I don't even know why they called me in. I didn't say, like, I was a jacked, like, football, ex-football player guy, kind of. That's kind of
That's
what it
was. That's
who
the dad was?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, not the case at all.
So getting back to the other part of
Yeah,
this,
go ahead.
This is not a great story. I don't know why.
No, tell the story.
Finish
it.
I'm taking the time to
Finish
tell
it.
So I was trying to find a seat or a table with a chair.
And it was mobbed, I'm sure.
At Bryant Park. So it was pretty mobbed, but yeah. It wasn't really like, it was kind of not a meal time. So I had that going for me.
Yeah.
But, so I found like just a chair by itself and I'm like, I'll take it. Mm. And it was just like facing the lawn. And then the guy near the table was like eating lunch and he got up. So I was like, okay, let me get this table. So I think you could tell I was kind of like hovering, waiting for the table.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it was him, but maybe it wasn't his, because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
You and Oom.
You and Oom. But he left, like, his roll.
Like a roll? Like a dinner roll? Like a
bread roll from one of those fancy sandwich places that's like a kiosk. And so I'm like, is he looking like he was eating a sandwich? So what, like, unless, was it there when he got there? But he got the rest of his trash. He, like, picked up in the bag and the sandwich and threw it away and his drink.
Weird.
But he left the roll. And I'm like, was it there and not his? And he didn't want to clean that up. Was he leaving it for me as a gift?
Yeah.
He might have been leaving it.
Maybe he thought you were hungry. And you were looking at, you wanted the table, but he maybe thought you wanted
the roll. He thought I was, like, a starving person without a home?
Not starving and without a home, but maybe just somebody who could use a roll.
Someone who could use a roll.
Why would he want a roll that day?
Or maybe he didn't want to waste food, and maybe there are people that are kind of homeless-ish.
But do you think he thought I was those homeless-ish persons?
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
Those homeless-ish persons?
No, he didn't. He just probably left it there. He didn't want to waste the food, probably.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Also, there are squirrels in Bryant Park. Maybe either you or the squirrels or birds. Oh,
I
birds.
Like how you just put me in a category. Birds. You're like, you were birds or squirrels. Like I'm like a
you're in the same
like
category.
A
no, you're not.
I'm a
you're
city
not
animal.
In that, you're not an animal. I'm just
I'm
saying
a
like
pigeon or a sparrow well, I'm just or saying, a rat.
No.
Or a squirrel.
Not a rat. Who's feeding the rats?
I'm saying people.
Everyone is feeding
I'm just
the
trying to describe things that could potentially eat the roll. I'm not saying everybody was an animal.
But I
you're
was
an animal.
With
well,
all
yeah,
the animals,
because
like
you are a
Snow White or something. But I, so it felt kind of weird. So then I was like thinking, so then I just, what I did.
Yeah.
What'd you
do?
Yeah, tell me.
Conclusion?
Yeah,
what did you do?
Tell us the conclusion.
Well,
of the
when
story.
I was then leaving, I,
left
it was in,
took it with you.
I decided to pay it forward.
Put the whole
you did?
Roll in your
no,
mouth.
You paid it forward?
I shoved the whole roll in my mouth. It was delicious.
In like one
how,
bite, you
I
ate
like
the whole
no
roll.
No one can figure out the thrilling conclusion to this. Like there's
oh, wait.
So many all right,
wait.
Options.
No, I want to guess.
Okay,
I want to
well,
guess.
You've already guessed two.
No, no, no.
Two bizarro all right, here, guesses.
No, this is not a bizarro.
Oh, two were
you,
oh, I have a guess. I have a guess.
All right, here's mine first. Okay, you were sitting there when you got up to leave. You took the roll and threw it out.
Wait, wait, wait. My guess. Trash. My guess is that when you got up, you took out two packets of jelly. You had one grape and one apple, and left them
apple?
There with the left them there with the roll. That's my guess.
I like your
oh,
guess.
I
like your guess.
Jelly.
Sarah.
Yeah, you added jelly
left
to it.
Oh, I didn't.
We had two different types of
and
jelly:
then,
apple and grape.
Because apple's
yeah,
super
apple
rare.
Grape.
That is rare, but no peanut, no peanut butter. No peanut butter. Apple and grape.
She didn't have any peanut butter in her pocket that
so
day.
So why do I have jelly in my pocket?
You know, why don't you tell us which?
Yeah,
which
why? Yeah, tell us why you had jelly in
but
your
you're
purse.
You're saying I don't eat it. I leave it there to pay it forward.
I'm saying you're
this
paying it forward.
This is a twice gifted.
Yes,
roll.
Ending the roll.
It was
by
a
adding
square
jelly.
Roll. May I add that? It
what?
Was a square.
Really?
You may not
a square
add
roll.
Eric's mind is blown right now. Hashtag mind equals blown. Eric has never.
I've never
roll.
Seen a square roll.
Are you serious?
No, I have.
Well, like Hawaiian roll.
That's
like
square-ish.
I don't
that's
know
square-ish.
If I know
it's
rolls.
Like not totally square, but this was like square.
I mean, yeah.
This was like
oh, like a cossy bread.
Loser.
A cossy
yes, like,
bread.
I call
a flatbread.
You
a
call
cozy.
It cossy.
Is it what is the right way?
I say
cozy or cossy?
Well,
that
I,
that chain.
I mean, I believe
you
I'm
know?
Saying it
cozy.
Right.
Yeah,
I believe I'm saying right.
I believe I'm saying
actually,
it.
You
between
know
you and
so
me,
cozy
bread.
Cozy bread.
It's cozy.
I know you go there, Meg.
They have jam.
Oh, I go there all the
right?
time.
Right? Do you have the
there.
Card?
No.
You need to get the card. It's free. It's like a reward card.
For what, sandwiches?
Yeah,
or their flatbread
everything,
pizza
everything.
That's to die for.
Everything. And here's the thing. When you don't
but
show
that's
up
rectangle.
For
a
while,
a
they'll start sending you free
they'll
stuff.
Beg you to
yes! I got a free salad yesterday.
But the problem is they won't need to beg me because I willingly
you're there very
there.
Often.
Well, no, actually, I haven't been in a little while. Well,
get
they
it.
Have
maybe
them...
they'd be sending you a sandwich
yeah,
right now.
Get it.
Come back
get
to
it.
Us.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's more of a rectangle if I'm going to be technical. But this was true square.
A true square. Okay.
So what did you do?
Guys.
All right. Next. Exciting conclusion.
Guys,
yes.
I took the piece of like tissue paper that it came in off of it, threw that away, and then I threw the bread into the grass so the birds and the squirrels and the rats, hopefully not rats, I don't support them. Well, hopefully by nightfall it'll be gone. Pigeons, sparrows.
Did you rip it up?
I did not. Through the whole dense square.
Actually, she wanted to see a swarm of birds just attack it like sharks.
Right? Well, I'm going to be honest. There were some pigeons, and one was very large, and it was really loudly squawking. Like, it was, like, really aggressive. And I was like, what is that noise? And I was going to actually get, like, a picture, a video of it, but then it
flew away.
Scurried away. They could break it off,
of
right?
Course.
With their little beaks?
Yeah, but no, is that what happened?
Especially.
Did the birds attack
the roll?
You
know, I didn't really, like, stay to watch. I just kind of threw it.
How long were you sitting there?
I think they were a little worried, like, I was going to come back. Okay. Wanted some space.
Okay.
The birds?
What? What's so funny about that? Birds wanting space.
I mean, I think they just wanted, you know how like sometimes if you drop food really close to you,
yes,
they don't always
come right
up and
get it. Oh yeah,
they're
afraid of humans, sure.
They're kind of hovering, waiting
they approach
to get it the
with
way
caution.
I was hovering around this table, or in this case, the guy thought I was hovering for his square roll. I like how that's the conclusion. Like, she needs a roll. Not like she wants this table or she wants to talk to me.
The roll.
She wants the roll. That was the first thought.
I can't believe that you didn't pick up the roll and follow him and say, excuse me, sir.
You left this.
Sir, you forgot your roll. Sir.
Or just
come
throw
back
it
here.
At him. Be like,
I
you litter bug.
It.
You litter bug. Throw your trash away.
Chuck it to him to give it to him.
No.
Like, you forgot your roll. And then
no,
I throw
like,
it at
like,
him.
Chuck it like
fast pitch.
Yes.
Style.
Yes. No, hit him in the head. Yes. Because he's a litter bug. Be like, you litter bug.
Well, just the tissue paper was the littery bug thing. Was that a thrilling story?
It was thrilling.
So thrilling.
I mean, you guys, there were twists and turns. You guys could not guess the
outcome. We couldn't guess the outcome. We both guessed wrong outcomes.
I still think that you fibbed and really you took 2 packets of jelly out.
But why would I have 2 packets of jelly?
Meg, I don't know what you do with your everyday life.
You think I just have jelly in my purse?
Because you were at a sample sale for jam.
When you were
killing time before going to the park.
No, I was waiting in line for the cupcake truck.
Oh, sorry, I touched your foot.
Oh, and they passed out
jelly.
They passed out samples
why
of jam.
Why would they pass out jam?
Because it was
why
a
would
Food
they pass
Network.
Out beer cozies?
It was Food Network.
Because it was
like jam is
no.
Food.
Yeah,
like,
Food Network. It's food.
Beer is a beverage, which
but
is
but a beer cozy is not. Cozy, what do you guys
cozy.
Say?
Cozy.
I say cozy. No, it's Cozy Cafe Beer Cozy.
All right.
God, Eric, get it right.
I can't pronounce these things.
Good. It's
Sriracha.
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 Cozy.
It's
Cozy.
Scallion.
Scallion.
Megan Scallion.
Megan Scallion. Wait, are you making a joke now, or is that really how you say it?
No, it's Scanlon.
Well, people actually mispronounce my name. They call
what,
it Rizik.
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 No, there would
it's
be an extra vowel in there.
Yeah, there would. But everyone's like, Rizik, Eric Rizik. And I'm like, no, it's Rizik.
Nobody mispronounces
my name.
Do
they say it Riz?
No one's like, how do you say it? No.
Do they do
Sarah? Sarah? Is there a Sarah?
Well, also,
Sarah?
Blake is pretty.
That's pretty straightforward.
Easy
if
too.
If someone mispronounced that, something's wrong.
You just lucked out on both fronts.
Yeah.
Sarah, I could see a lot of people get the H and no H confused.
Yeah.
That happens, yeah, because of the different spellings.
Yeah. Guys, I'd really like to ask people to please comment on our Facebook about how to
please.
Say cozy.
Yes.
Or cozy.
And if you go...
Would spell it phonetically,
yes.
though?
Yes.
No, I just want them to comment on how to say it. And
like,
not
for the beer
but
thing?
What if they write, like...
For the beer thing or for the restaurant?
I don't know if
it's
I know how to
we'll
spell
never,
it, though.
We'll never know
Do
what
you know
they're...
How to
we
spell
we'll never know how
like
to pronounce it.
Like, it's pronounced cozy, and they spell it COSI. And we're like, yeah.
That's right. That's not
or
how you
like,
spell cozy. Cozy is COZY.
Is it?
Yeah. It is. Cozy is COZY. It is.
Wait, how are you
it is.
It again?
Such a serious
Wait,
face.
How
no,
are
I'm
you
telling you.
It again? Cozy Cafe, you were saying it.
Cossie.
Cossie.
Yeah.
Cossie.
Ah, you gave it the like, okay.
Yeah.
I gave it the long O, you gave it the short O.
Yeah. Cossie Cafe.
But if it, but Eric, if it
you
has,
said it was cozy.
It's COSI, so the I makes the O long. Like,
cozy.
And sometimes Y.
Cozy. But
I,
yeah,
or
but
sometimes
right.
Y.
Meg, I'm impressed that you know, like, you
phonics
just spouted
off
that rule.
Oh, guys.
Phonics.
Like,
guys.
The I makes the O long.
Hooks on phonics.
Guys, I do a lot of tutoring.
Oh, Oh, right, you do.
I teach children to read. It's one of my special skills.
Good.
It comes in handy all the time.
That's very handy.
Special skills, teaching children to read.
Yes.
Phonics.
That is very good.
Reciting rules.
Is that phonics?
Phonemic awareness.
Yeah.
What? I never learned phonics.
That's not how they taught you to read?
No, I don't think so.
It's kind of new. I don't know that it was maybe when we were kids.
Is that how you learned how to read?
But that's how. I think so. It's like you teach letters, you teach letter sounds, you teach like vowel combinations, consonant combinations.
I don't think that's phonics though.
Then you teach like exceptions to the rule. Well, phonics are like the sounds letters make. What do you think phonics are?
I don't know. It was like a way of learning to read, which I never learned because I learned how to read before phonics. Yeah, hooked on phonics.
Taught yourself to read or you learned in school?
Actually, I learned in school, I thought. But I think it was a combination. I think there was phonics with the combinations, what you're talking
guys,
about.
Guys, we should really discuss phonics in our next episode.
All right.
I mean, we could, but I know what I'm talking about, yes. Right.
There is a teacher here.
Yeah,
there,
okay,
so... This is not really up for debate. I'm just next listing episode, facts.
In our next episode, we'll discuss various things. And until then.
Well, phonics, I guess.
I am Sarah
the
Blake.
The thrilling.
Eric.
Thrilling phonics.
Risk. And.
Megan Scallion.
And we
Meg
are.
Scanlon.
We are signing off.
We are high energy listening.
High energy listening.
High energy listening.
Until next time. Thank you.